o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 2 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 4 o'clock. Look at the clock, then get a cold box when you're hungry, thirsty, and tired.
Hello there. It's 10 to 4 time.
Starring Martha Mears, the Sons of the Pioneers, and the Tune Twirlers. Brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by your nearby bottler of Dr. Pepper.
Jitterbugging around here.
No, but Grandma does. In fact, she's the hottest jitterbug I know.
Oh, that I'd have to see to believe. For my part, I'd take an old-fashioned waltz or a slow ballad, soft light, sweet music, and a romantic garden. Just two silhouettes in the moonlight.
For two. Very beautiful, Martha.
Thank you, Don. And now, what's new in your department?
What's new? Why, the taste thrill of Dr. Pepper, Martha. It's ever new, though the discovery of the Dr. Pepper flavor dates back to 1885. The Dr. Pepper is truly different. No drink flavor created from any one fruit or nut or root or berry could be so satisfying. The unique taste appeal of Dr. Pepper derives from no single flavor ingredient. It's an original blend of many good things, not borrowed and not a copy of any other drink. Your pleasure from Dr. Pepper is unmatched. Your delight is constant. Enjoy ice-cold Dr. Pepper daily at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, or anytime you're hungry, thirsty, or tired.
Oh, my lovely Lolita, with your cheeks like the rose, you're the sweetest chiquita, fairest flower that grows. When from dreams you'll awaken, with sweet love light aglow, with all others forsaken, will you dare to say no? I love your eyes, they remind me of paradise, and with a sigh, you confirm what your lips deny, but you'll be my Lolita, when love opens the door. Then you'll be my Lolita forevermore. But you'll be my Lolita. Opens the door, then you'll be my Chiquita forevermore.
Lovely Lolita.
Sounds like she's got Ken Carson in.
Foggy, old boy, what do you know about romantic serenading?
Why, I am the original romantic serenader, Kenny, old boy.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yeah, did you ever hear my serenade to a dead duck?
No, tell me the gory details.
Oh, she was an old flame of mine, but she went out. Anyway, here's the way the boys overseas sang about it.
Well, tell us all about it, Foghorn.
Oh, I said farewell to the old Corral, a private in the army. I should be glad, but I'm sort of sad for the gal I left behind me.
That sweet little gal, that true little gal, the gal I left behind me. I should be glad, but I'm sort of sad for the gal I left behind me.
And the old pup can't bear the thing she sent, and the letter to remind me of my mom and dad and the fun I've had with the gal I left.
That sweet little gal, that true little gal, the gal I left behind me. The fun I've had with my mom and dad and the gal I left behind me.
I may get cold and the low hot cold and the wind and rain may blind me, but I'll be true to the red, white, blue and the gal I left behind me.
That sweet little gal, that true little gal, the gal I left behind me, but I'll be true to the red, white, and blue and the gal I left behind me.
The gal I left.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Oh, thank you.
Very cute, Foghorn.
Oh, she still is. Ain't as far as grandmother.
Speak for yourself, Foggy, old boy. It won't be long.
Oh, I don't know about that, Ken. I think when Foghorn gets around to being a grandpa, he'll make a very cute one.
Oh, I hear you talking, grandchild.
Why, can't you just see him now in his old rocking chair? Just taking life easy.
Old rocking chair, Grandpappy, as he calls me.
Yes,
why, there he is. Just a reading and a rocking, and a rocking and a reading. Now and then taking a little nip of Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Good old Dr. Pepper.
Mm-mm-mm. Good old Foghorn. That old foxy grandpa. For three generations, he's watched us with care. that kindly old fellow with silvery hair. His jug full of wisdom, his brim full of joy, as though luck had blessed him since he was a boy. Oh, such a grand call is dear to us all, his kindly old face and his story so tall. When he was a soldier and fought gallantly, but the stories grow older and some don't agree. He sits day by day in his old favorite chair, watching the poor on the stair. He's had his share of life's troubles to bear, that nobody knows but himself. Oh, such a gentle was wise from the start, the day he chose Grandma, and then won her heart. He set an example of courage and truth, that old Foxy Grandpa, that he
doesn't require any foxy figuring for you to realize that the energy supply with which you start out after eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner begins to fade within a couple of hours. New energy is needed then, and Dr. Pepper meets the need ideally. Dr. Pepper is energy food in fast-acting liquid form, and it's delicious and satisfying for deep-down enjoyment. Yes, Dr. Pepper is the nickel treat that's also a liquid bite to eat. Depend on Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock daily, or any time you're hungry, thirsty, or tired. The supply is limited, and the demand is great. Hence, Dr. Pepper sells out fast. But make a second try, or even a third, before taking a second best. The extra satisfaction is worth the extra step.
That's all for now, friends. It's time to be whistling along.
Musical highlights of 10-2-4 time are broadcast to our armed forces all over the world.
Tick, tick, tock, 10 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 2 o'clock.
Tick, tick, tock, 4 o'clock. Look at the clock and get a cold bath when you're hungry, thirsty, and tired.
10-2-4 time is transcribed in Hollywood under the direction of Harry Wayne McMahon. This is Don Forbes wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day.